Now, you've never walked in that man's shoes or seen things through his eyes or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside you dies. Some were paupers, some were kings, and some were masters of the arts. But in their shame, they're all the same, these men with broken hearts. Life sometimes can be so cruel that a heart will pray for death. God, why must these living dead know pain with every breath? So help your brother along the road, no matter where he starts. For the God that made you made them too, these men with broken hearts.
Let me ask you.
Like I said, he was just out in a happy place one day, wrote something nice and chipper for us all to enjoy.
The man wrote that, wrote this next song. Rose and Ed Nelson did. The man who wrote that wrote all these other moaning blues songs.
The man that wrote that wrote Your Cheating Heart, I Saw the Light, Alone and Forsaken.
Cold Heart. Do you think that Hank Williams ever performed that, like in a bar or dance hall or
not
something?
In a bar, he would do them live.
Like, but that's what I mean, you know.
He would do shows. Oh. Him being Luke the Drifter was worst kept secret in Nashville. But he would generally walk out. The band would go out and do two or three opening songs, and they would call him out. He would come do a couple of up tempo songs, and generally the hit that he had at the moment, and a Luke the Drifter number. That was really his kind of beginning set, generally. I mean, yeah, you talk about a roller coaster.
I know.
This is my hit. Here's Hey Good Looking. Oh, by the way, this is Men with Broken Hearts.
Yeah. And then here's this one.
But the fun thing is, Barry, and what you got to remember, they followed him. Oh. Wherever he wanted to go was just fine with them.
And they were in that train on the roller coaster. Yeah. From that one to this one.
Let's burn them down.
Burn them down. Mr. Hugh Harris and the band. From fire and brimstone to setting the woods on fire. We're going to take about a 10-minute intermission, give you a chance to stretch your legs, move around, get the blood circulating. We're going to be back in exactly 10 minutes. 7:17.
What joy
they bring to me.
got 2 minutes. 2 minutes to show time. Oh, 2 minutes.
Chilling winds, nor poisonous breath can reach that.
Let's all gather at the river.
Shore. Sickness and sorrow, pain and death are felt and feared no more. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. When shall I reach that happy place and be forever blessed? When shall I see my Father's face and in His bosom rest? I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and
minute left.
Go
1 minute
me.
To showtime.
So tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be.
Here we go again. We're going to kick off this second half of the show. Something that Tex Ritter and Aubrey Gass did for Hanks, wrote for Hanks. 1952 it came out. Something called Dear John.
Well, when I woke up this morning, there was a note up on my door. Don't make me no coffee, babe, because I won't be back no more. All she wrote, I set your saddle on. Well, Jonah got along in the belly of a whale, Daniel in the lion's den. But I know a guy who didn't try to get along, and he won't get a chance again. That's all she wrote, I set your saddle on. Well, she didn't forward no address. She didn't say goodbye. All she said was, if you get blue, just hang your little head and cry. That's all she wrote, I set your saddle on. Well, my gal's short and stubby. She's strong as she can be. But if that little gal of mine ever gets a hold of me, that'll be all she I set your saddle on. Well, John got along in the belly of a whale, Daniel in the lion's den. But I know a guy. I went down to the bank this morning, the cashier said with a grin, I feel so sorry for you, Hank, Miss Audrey's done me in, and I'll be all she wrote, I sent your saddle home.
Yeah, Terry Uval. I think February 52, that went up to number 8, and was on the other side of Cold, Cold Heart. Again, is an embarrassment of riches. We're going to bring out Pope to do one for us. Went up to number 1, 1953, unfortunately, after Hank passed away. Something called Take These Chains From My Heart and Set Me Free.
My heart and set me free. You've grown cold and no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these and let me see just a spark of the love that used to be. If you love somebody new, let me find a new love too. Take these chains from my heart and heart as you can be. Then if you no longer care for the love that's beating there, take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. You've grown cold and no longer faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free.
Thank you.
It's Pope Yuval. Gonna bring out DL again to do a couple of songs for us. By the way, you remember what Don said about this song? Terry's is one of the ones from the last session. He only got to do that opening.
Yeah, this next song here is Your Cheatin' Heart, mm-hmm. which is well-recognized with Hank Williams. And Don Helms had come to the stage here one time, and every now and then he'd remember a story that he had told us before. And this one was that he remembered that Hank had been fired from the Grand Ole Opry in August of 1952, but there was a recording session set up in September of 52. And so Hank went back into Nashville for that recording session. And as you pointed out earlier, songs that were released on that were Kalijah, the same song, Take These Chains From My Heart, I Will Never Be Ashamed of You. And then there was this one song here, Your Cheating Heart, and the guys, for the most part, heard these songs for the first time in the studio. They didn't have any practice tapes or anything. So Hank started playing on it, and he turns to Don. He says, "So just start off the way you'd like to start off.
Can you kick this thing off?
Just kick it off the way you want to." And Don said they played that song one time, one take, and he never heard it played on stage again with Hank Williams. He never played with Hank Williams to play that song
until Hank Williams died right after the session. So he said, "I played that song one time with Hank Williams in the studio. Never got to play it with him again, but he didn't forget the opening."
And also Betty Jean told him that Your Cheating Heart, Hank had put that together in about 10 minutes.
Can you believe?
Yeah. Your cheating heart, what bottom name, Hank Williams. time would come. When you come down like falling rain, you talk around and call my name. You walk alone the way I do. You're cheating hard. Thank you. Boy, yeah. That was a good song, eh, Barry?
It was a good song. But one time.
Damn, I look good.
Yeah.
Okay, you can talk. You can talk now.
It does look good. Anybody notice?
Hey,
anybody notice?
I entertain the people over here.
Did anybody notice his tie? It's a cheat sheet.
What's the matter?
He got a cheat sheet on his tie. He got pictures of Hank Williams. Oh, no, that's D.L.
That's me and myself and I. Buddy.
That's right. That's D.L. with Tabasco sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
D.L. Minority is on a tie.
Can you imagine that?
Huh?
Now you believe me? I told you I was popular.
What does it take to get
on a tie?
You know
what happened? You know how come it's on there?
No.
It's because of him.
Oh.
Because of Terry.
Why?
He had that made for me.
Oh.
He thinks he likes me.
Well, that's a made-up story. Not to say that DL stories are not normally made up, but that's a made-up story.
There's nothing normal about it.
No, that's right. DL, I want you to tell the folks about when you saw Hank Williams play and he took an intermission and you had seen him singing this really sad song and a happy song. You asked him how he did that and how he explained that to you.
The song he sang before the animation. But he sang a sax song before that. And I was closer than me to Barry. And you swear that man was crying. You swear. I'm not kidding. You swear you could see the tears. And he turned around. Well, he said, after this one, we'll take a short animation. He said, y'all been hearing that song now about 2 weeks on the radio. And he said, we're going to play it. After that, we're going to take a short little break. And it was Howling at the Moon. And you swear, his eyes were just like a light bulb. He was so happy, man. And I asked him, what was the purpose of that? Well, he said, you got to sing a song with your heart. I said, excuse me? He said, you got to sing a song with your heart. I didn't tell him that, but I said, I sang a song with my mouth, me. And let me tell you, y'all think I'm joking. Y'all think I'm just joking to make y'all feel good. But that's exactly what I told myself. I didn't know any better. I was 19 years old when I met him. That was in 1951. Well, and he named me a sad song. He said, "Is that a sad song?" I said, "You talk about?" Well, he said, "There you go." I said, "What you mean?" He said, "How would you feel if it be happening to you?" Oh, man, I said, "Yeah." Well, he said, "There you go." He said, "When you sing a song," he said, "pretend it's happening to you." He said, "It's going to come out on that record." He said, "Remember," he said, "when you're going to start recording." I said, "Hank, I'll never record Miss Cajun music we play." I said, "We'll never record that." How little that I knew.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's amazing how famous I got.
Now, the thing.
Well, it's true.
Wait, the thing you said about I sing a song with my mom, you said that to yourself.
Yeah, I said that to myself.
I'm so glad you didn't say that to somebody else.
I didn't want to advertise it. Then.
No. The next song DL's going to do is something called Why Should We Try Anymore?